Well, I started this about 6 years ago. I had gone to an office on Capitol Hill. It was a freshman office. And the staff person said to me, "Oh, I don't think we have any federal workers in our district."
Yeah, so, sure, none.
So I said, okay, something needs to be done. So we started collecting and compiling this data starting that year. It was about 2003, and we do it every 2 years because it's pretty labor-intensive.
Well, that was one of my questions, was how do you pull all this data together?
Well, I get it from three different sources, and I've got to say up front, the one problem that we have is that the government only compiles data by county. Hmm. So there are some counties, obviously, that overlap congressional districts. So there's no way we can shrink it down even further. But with that caveat, we still thought it was really important because even if someone is in L.A. County and they're not in a specific district, they're still shopping in other parts of the district and spending money and going to work and helping others in that district. So we thought, okay, even with that problem, we're going to still go ahead and do this because we still think important information that they need on Capitol Hill.
And why is that information important?
Mainly because these legislators are not only making statements about the federal workforce, but making decisions that directly impact them. For example, a possible two-week furlough, which, as we saw, there was a bill introduced yesterday, with respect to that, and just layoffs. And the important thing that we are trying to get across, and we're going to be releasing a lot more information next week, is it's not only going to impact these constituents that live and work in the districts and states, but it's going to impact the services that are provided to those Americans also in their districts. They're going to be having to wait longer online or to get checks, or their food isn't going to be as safe. I mean, the trickle down is just enormous, and that's what we feel is getting lost. I mean, we all know we have to make sacrifices, and you know, we did not, although we didn't like it, we did not come out totally against the pay freeze because we know we all have to make sacrifices.
Right.
The problem is that not all the answers are on the backs of federal workers, and we need to really understand what's going to happen, what are the ramifications of these other decisions that legislators are making, and they need to remember that this has a direct impact on their specific constituents.
Yeah, and that's been my sense with feds is generally they don't want it. No one wants their pay frozen, but if it's part of an overall plan to reduce the deficit, they get their I mean, that's mostly why they became feds, to make contribution, to give back, and they're happy to give their piece.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, what's getting lost is that the services are going to be severely cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, the end result is, well, then they'll have to go out and hire higher paid contractors.
Yeah. Walk us through a couple, because the pages that are pulled together in this map are fascinating, and I was clicking through some of it this afternoon, and all sorts of detail. You not only have total by state, but you break it down into agencies, and so folks can get a sense, and also by cities and congressional. There's a lot of data there.
There is, and I must put a plug in for OPM. They pull together this data. Parts of the data for me every 2 years, and it's a big chore for them as well. Their data is broken out by federal agency, and that is from the OPM, the personnel database.
Right.
They also give me by county the federal retirees, which is something we couldn't get till a couple of years ago, so we're really happy to have that. And then for the postal, we go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is based on, I believe, the census data.
Right.
And that's broken out by county. And then what I do is I put all the totals into each county and then put those into the respective congressional districts. And we think it tells a good picture. And it is, like you said, it's a lot of information. And that's why we make it a point to get this every 2 years updated. And then we hand deliver it to every legislator's office up on the Hill. Just so they know how many constituents they have that are impacted by federal worker decisions.
Well, and it's a great resource as well for, as folks think about ramifications of their decisions. It's a great resource to have. Are there any as you're pulling the data together, either states or jurisdictions or anything that come across as kind of surprise? I mean, you know, here in D.C., we often think a lot about a lot of feds live here, but by and large, we often think that 80% of the feds are outside of the D.C. specific area.
Exactly. Now, as I was going through, there were a couple things that struck me. First, I would say in virtually every county, I can't say totally every county, but virtually every county, postal workers went down.
Yeah.
The agencies that went up the most were your defense and industries, the Homeland Security and Department of Defense, and veterans. The other agencies, nothing really jumped out at me. They went up, but there was no, you know, set pattern there. It wasn't up by any astronomical figure. It was just up a little bit. And that, I think, is just a reflection of all the increased services that federal workers are providing to Americans each and every day. Now, one of the things that, and I said we're going to be releasing next week a document, Myths versus Reality. And when you look at the whole federal workforce, we took the kind of the ratios. And they said, you know, it's the total number is higher than it was in, let's say, 1967, but there's 100 million more Americans. So the ratio actually has gone up from 13.3 employees per 1,000 population to 8.4. And this is an important fact that we want to, again, impress upon our legislators. Yes, the federal workforce is growing, but so is the population and the number of services that are provided to these Americans.
And you, for feds, what do you hope they take from this? Is there something that particularly feds can, or even contractors can take away and that they will learn by checking this out?
I think I do have most of my members, they'll look and check out their own congressional districts. And then they actually can explain, like, if you'll have a large number, like in defense, and they'll say, oh, well, there's a base there. So they can actually delve into the numbers more than I can and tell exactly who makes up those numbers in the district. So when I have specific questions, I always go back to my members and find out, okay, who are the people behind these numbers? And I think that's what they're going to get out of this. And then when they go to maybe the district offices, when their legislators are in the district offices, they can bring these statistics with them and, again, impress upon them that there are many constituents in the district that are concerned with federal worker issues.
Wisdom of the crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have more information coming out as well, right?
Yes, we actually survey our members on the specific issues that we want to work on, and one of them is actually refuting all these false statements that are out there about the federal workforce, as well as a document on why the furloughs are not the answer. And we've cited some studies in California that show that actually furloughs can cost money. So we want to get that word out and again, inform legislators that they need to look at everything before they make these decisions.
And particularly, we see also been a lot of talk about pay, and then if you compare pay over a long term, yes, federal pay has gone up, I think it's 400%, but private sector pay has gone up 650%. So overall, Fed's still trying to not keeping up with private sector.
Well, there's a lot of flawed studies out there, and they're really, really telling a bad story. And the feds at the higher levels are still making 24% lower than their private sector counterparts. And again, we're trying to refute and get the real facts out about federal pay.